safety belt on them, in case Mr. Policeman decides to stop us inside. Why haven't you put your safety belt on, Mrs. Woman?
Sorry, sir.
It's your responsibility to make sure that your passengers have the lesson.
So that'd be nice, wouldn't it? It'd be fine, 12 quid for not having the safety belt on, and one on top of the 90 quid and the 40 quid and one in the middle.
See the one where the trees are?
Yeah.
The front wall? That sort of set back one?
Yeah.
That's Pat. See it? It's there. The wall with the wall. That's Pat's house. That's if he still lives there, isn't it? That's what he used to live
When I walked in, I said, Mr. We meet again.
I said, Stuart, isn't it?
Well.
Yes. But, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yes.
Likely.
Let's go.
We'll manage somehow, won't we?
I hope so.
That's what there
it's
is.
It's not going to come up to any more than anything.
That's what's in there at the moment. I bought.
You're making you destitute, aren't I, right, mate? We'd be starving in our garret together, darling.
There's a few hundred in the building society. And the sort of unit trust thing, I know it's gone down. I don't want to touch it. I'll even leave it if I can. That was always my plan. If ever we need the money. Okay, I suppose. Right. Hello, Mr.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Oh,
it's
alright,
good to
see you.
Cheeky buzzer. I was going to be nice to you today at all.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of the trust thing, guys. I know it's like a savers investment, but it never was a savers investment. I'd got the money, and it was a bit of a speculation. But unfortunately, it's not quite worked out to plan. I mean, even with the market being depressed, there's still going to be £800 in there. I know that's making a loss. Well, I'd rather leave it if I can until it does.
If we're absolutely
desperate then.
Is it hard getting them out? I don't know, all that kind of thing.
A few days. Phone them up. Find out what the price is, and if the price is. Whatever, then you take them out. Just say, right, okay, take the cash from you. And I'll send you a check in the post, more or less. But, as I say, yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, if I'd left it where it was, it would have been better. But, so, if we have to, we have to. I'd rather wait until.
It's worth taking out. I mean, it's not a good investment, is it? Speculative.
When I was advising people on unit trust things, that was always the price of your units may rise and as well as fall.
Yeah. I mean, the safer investments, that's what I meant.
Oh yeah. But at the time,
and it didn't matter so much, did
it? It didn't matter so much at that particular time. And the market looked as though it was going to be quite buoyant. I wish I'd have took them out a long while ago when they were higher.
You invested them somewhere else.
Well, yeah, like I say, you had no idea.
No, it's one of them things that you don't know about.
So I don't know what the latest price is on.
Being rude, that
letter.
No.
And you wouldn't they?
No.
No, as if you would.
I'm all right. I'm all right, darling.
I'm better. Enough room for Jeannie on the end?
Yeah, she's only small.
Well.
I like it and last night.
Too much. Small,
what did you call that? Tony? Oh, he's fucking horrible.
Tony was an ignorant pig. I couldn't help it. I was so angry with him.
Oh.
He's taking the piss out of me pulling a rafter. He wouldn't get out the bloody way.
He pushed me the other night. I fucking pushed him back.
I said,
he's
an ignorant pig. Shut your bloody mouth off.
He let her sometimes.
And when I walk said it. It was too bloody late. It was too late, I'd said it.
Yeah. But he is, I think he's fucking
horrible.
I thought,
Anne, you shouldn't say things like that to people. But you just come out and you're bloody ignorant pagan. I'd belt you one if you don't shut your gob.
They don't have hooks and crooks here, but they have fucking wife beaters.
I know I shouldn't have said it.
I don't like it.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought... but when it came out of my mouth, as soon as I said it, I thought, I shouldn't speak to people like that, but... I said it, hadn't I done it?
The other night you brought
it. It had come out, and it's what I felt at the minute. Taking the piss and what... He wouldn't get out the bloody way, and I'm trying to get through with that rack.
He brought out the factory the other night, that's what it was. He roared out the factory, and I told him, I said, your limit is 5 or 10 miles an hour, like that, and he didn't like it. So when I was, I always get the fuck in front, I don't care what it is, age before booty, I'll say. Oh, you're pissing at me. Fucking, the boys always save me a place. Anyway, he fucking pushed me, and I fucking pushed him.
Well, I could have quite easily hit him last night.
Yeah. No, I really could.
I said to him, if you don't shut your bloody gob, I'll belt you once.
I think he's fucking horrible.
He went, oh, she's getting angry.
That bloody weren't fucking no good last night keeping up with us, was he?
One person.
No, but he's.
Oh, on racket, he's never done it before.
Well, he'll have to go out, won't he?
Yep. I wouldn't help him.
Maxine said. The boys did it the end.
Maxine said, we're struggling up there. Look, he's got a basket full of bloody chickens all over us. And let him bloody go.
I don't like him, man. I'm sorry.
I don't. I admit it, I don't like him.
Looks fucking sly when you just look at him. You're like,
yeah. It's just something about him that you just. Well, I really honoured that. Shut your bloody gobbles on your tits. You're only doing a pig, that's all you are. You should have heard them all. Whoa, go on, Anne, go on.
No, it's horrible when you don't like somebody.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
Right from the day you walked in, I didn't like it.
When he caught me in my arm
and said, yeah. Oh, this is
go
the bog. Remember when he come?
Maggie,
he went after her, didn't he? The office, he was screeching about when we used to park down here. Racing out the bloody office, being bored them out. It's not a bloody dirt track. There's a speed limit, and there's people walking around. He could kill bloody somebody. He went balmy to him, didn't he?
Oh, no, that was Mark's wife. Her on the night one.
Well, that was somebody that he'd come chasing after.
Yeah, what's her name? She used to be perhaps 5 till 10.
I know you mean.
Julie.
Yeah. Her face was scarlet. He came racing out the office after when he heard the car go roaring past the office.
Yeah.
So the office was there then, weren't it?
Today.
They can't even watch
today. The Donata Day is rocking.
We did it all last night.
Look at it last night.
Apart from the drums and thighs.
The fucking chair was already done. The dress and that was covered. The other place was covered. I mean, people don't know.
because I mean, like your age, you know, they will buy a piece like that.
We'll only be drumsticks now for the parties, won't it, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't want else.
So I know the order was high for the day on drums.
I mean, even the drums for us, mate. I'm fucking filling them.
Yeah, don't put them in cash terms now.
You know what it is, holding them.
Yeah,
holding
gripping
like
them to them drums.
And then I'm there, and there, then up. Yeah, well, I'm
we've got Maureen today, so I'll have to find somebody in place of her.
Where's Maureen?
She's on holiday. Something inside the rib, isn't there?
Hi, John.
Well, so I'm not sitting here much longer, I'm shaking here.
So you want your overall, Jean?
Now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember exactly what month. Go on in. It's a cold.
Just under the... What's time anyway?
No, ridiculous.